Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Do you have a story to tell, but you need help getting it down on paper? Maybe you just want to express yourself artistically, but you can't do it alone. You need other people to work with. So this week I'm looking at three movies. An accused murderer looking for a journalist to tell his story. An Iranian student seeking friends to dance with. And a successful Quebecois novelist hiring a ghostwriter to do his work for him. Desert Dancer, directed by Richard Raymond. Afshin is a little boy in Iran who loves to dance. His teacher recognizes creative nature, but no school isn't the place for it. So he signs him up for classes at the Sabah Arts Academy. And there he learns that in Iran, there are two worlds. The outside world, where you have to toe the line, and the inside world, the indoor world, where you can do what you want as long as nobody finds out. Okay, flash forward, and Afshin, played by Rhys Ritchie, goes to university in the big city, Tehran, a place where he can go wild, he thinks. But there, too, he learns he needs to be careful. The Basaji, the morality police, keep their eyes out for anything too Western or licentious. And thugs, who work for President Ahmadinejad's party, it's an election year, are even worse, violently suppressing dissidents and protests. So he has to be careful. So he meets a group of friends on campus and he comes up with the idea they should do something creative. And with the help of Elahe, played by Frida Pinto, who's the daughter of a modern dancer, they create a dance club on campus. So what, you may be thinking, what's the big deal? The big deal is that the country of Iran is like the small town in Footloose. Dancing is forbidden anywhere. So they continue dancing secretly behind closed doors, but for Afshin, it's not enough. If a tree falls in a forest, no one knows it's there. So they plan a public performance far away from intruding eyes. They're going to dance in the desert between rocks and sand dunes. But what he doesn't know is that one member of the club has an older brother who's asking him to report on his friends, find out what they're up to, and catch them in the act. So can Afshin and his friends perform their dance in the desert? Or will they all end up in prison or worse? So based on a true story, Desert Dancer, it's a good look at present-day Iran. Two stars, Rhys Ritchie and Frida Pinto, are neither Persian nor dancers, but it doesn't matter. They're both good actors, so it's not important. The movie itself is the bit of the problem. It's very earnest and plodding. And it doesn't, you sympathize for the main characters, but it's not moving enough. It's hard to make the personal struggle of an amateur dancer into Gandhi. True Story, directed by Rupert Gould. Okay, Mike, played by Jonah Hill, is a celebrated reporter who jets around the world writing feature stories for the New York Times Magazine. But when they catch him fudging the facts in an article, they fire him. So deeply embarrassed, he goes back home in the West to his isolated cabin to be with his wife, Jill, played by Felicity Jones. Then something strange happens to him. A story falls into his lap. There's an American arrested in Mexico for fleeing after murdering his wife and three kids, or allegedly. And the name he goes by is Michael Finkel. That's Mike's name. So he's intrigued, so he goes to visit the man in a high-security prison. So Christian Longo, played by James Franco, says he used Mike's name because when he was on the lam, he had read all the articles and he viewed them with respect. So he gives Mike all his handwritten notes, his papers, that'll show the real story, he says, of what happened to his wife and three children. It's a chilling and scary story, told in scribbles and drawings on paper. So they make a deal. The disgraced reporter gets a potential bestseller and a reputation back, while Chris gets a professional reporter to tell his side of the story. But it can't be released until after the murder trial. So who's fooling who here? Are Chris's stories true, or are they made from whole cloth? Okay, True Story is not a great movie, but it's not a bad movie either. Hill and Franco have already made two movies together, both silly pothead comedies. This one's serious. So are they believable as an accused killer and a New York Times reporter? Yeah, I guess they are. It's a first feature for the director, though, and you can tell. There's some painfully awful scenes, slow and awkward, especially Jonah Hill's scenes at the front, like when he gets fired. And the movie as a whole, I don't know, it's a bit of a letdown at the end. But luckily, there's enough meat in the middle to keep you interested in watching. Masters of Suspense, directed by Stéphane Lapointe. So Hubert Wolf, played by Michel Côté, is a rare thing, a rich, successful pulp novelist out of Quebec. Books and movies about Detective Scarlett Noé has brought him fame and fortune. You might even get to date the actress who plays Scarlett, played by Maria de Medeiros. But nobody knows, except one man, that he doesn't actually write the books. Danny Cabana, played by Robin Aubert, has been his ghostwriter for a dozen years, churning out the novels but getting none of the glory or respect. So Danny is married with a kid and ready to start on the latest book, Paradise Zombie. But his wife leaves him because she considers him a failure. She doesn't realize he's actually a successful ghostwriter because he has a non-disclosure contract. He can't tell her about it. So Danny, in despair, he stops writing and drowns his sorrows at the bar. So Alyssa, the bartender, played by Anne Hopkins, is a Louisiana expat who, in the past, is the one who kept him up to date with story ideas from the swamps back home. But now the ghostwriter needs his own ghostwriter. So he subcontracts to Quentin, played by Antoine Bertrand, who's a daycare worker, a bit overweight guy who also writes kids' books. So Quentin is a really good storyteller, but he's also virginal and shy around grown-ups. He still lives with his mom. And all three face an imminent deadline. The book has to be finished, like, now. So somehow they all end up in New Orleans, where the novel takes place. But in a Romancing the Stone type reversal, they end up in real trouble involving criminals, voodoo, zombies, redneck cops. They're all way over their heads. So will they ever finish the book in time and escape back to the safety, relative safety of Montreal? So this is a fun, cute, very mainstream story out of Quebec. Like a lot of Quebec comedy, it goes for dubious ethnic stereotypes, like scenes involving African Americans, they're fanatical Creole half-naked voodoo worshippers. Really? But the thing is, they're equal opportunity offenders. Everyone in the film is seedy, rude, and dubious, especially the Quebecois and Quebecois. So I enjoyed it. So if you're going to see it just for the fun of it. It's a fun movie. Desert Dancer and True Story both open today in Toronto. Check your local listings. And Masters of Suspense, Maître du Suspense, plays tonight, its English-Canadian debut, as part of the Cinefranco Film Festival. Go to cinefranco.com for details and be sure to check out the Images Festival, which is still running through the weekend. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.